Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. We made it. It is Friday. This is 1320 WILS. I am Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Thanks for joining us tonight. State Republicans are considering eliminating Michigan's personal property, or I should say personal income tax. We'll find out how that could be done and still holding the budget together. Also, we'll get some disturbing new details about the shooter at the Fort Lauderdale airport today. But first, the world's biggest water bottler gets billions of gallons of groundwater from Michigan and pays basically nothing for it. Now they want more. Jeff Ostahowski is with us, vice president of the nonprofit Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. Jeff, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you very much, Michael.
The company is Nestle, and how much water are they taking so far from Michigan?
Just from the Everett area, it's last summer, the DEQ said it was 3.6 billion gallons, and we estimate that it's right at 4, if not a little more than 4 billion from just from Everett.
Is it, what's the name of the bottled water they use then?
Ice Mountain, I believe.
Ice Mountain is the water, and what do they pay for the water then?
From the current the well that's under consideration for increase, they don't pay anything except a permit from the state.
And how much does that cost? Yeah,
that permit is $200, and that would allow them to take 400 gallons a minute, 24/7 for a year, and that is about 211 million gallons of water for $200.
Is this out of a single well in Michigan? Or?
It's out of one well. The well is called the White Pines Spring Well 101. It's in Osceola Township in Osceola County, north of Everett.
So it's north of Lansing somewhere, is that it?
It's north of Everett. Everett's on US 10, about 4 or 5 miles east of 66.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nestle just held a meeting, right, last night. What is it they want at this point?
They were explaining their position.
Okay, what is their position?
Well, they believe that they I am not going to tell you what I think their position is. Let them tell you what their position is. Let me tell you what our position is.
what is it they're looking for? I mean,
they're looking to increase from 250 gallons to 400 gallons per minute. They currently are permitted at 250 gallons. Our organization, Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation, is currently in fact-finding mode, and we're doing research. But our current position is following. We don't believe this is a local issue, and we are requesting the DEQ to hold hearings around the state. Mm-hmm. In specific, we are asking for Detroit, Flint, Muskegon, Everett, and Traverse City to have hearings on this increase.
So why is this a statewide issue?
Well, because this is a water policy issue. And we believe there's a serious disconnect in the state of Michigan on water policy. We can have a large corporation, actually the largest water corporation, and I think it's one of the very largest food organizations in the world, get a permit for less than a dollar for a million gallons of water. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the state permits thousands of people in Detroit to have their household water disconnected for non-payment for a few thousand gallons, and the residents of Flint are subjected to long-term contamination of their drinking water.
That does sound a bit strange, I must say. Jeff Ostahowski with us with the Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. So is it that Nestle should pay more or they shouldn't get our water at all?
Well, I think what we need to do is to follow the law, and the following of the law right now says that no water taking can occur if there's environmental damage. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our law right now says that once the damage is identified, then the damaged parties get to recover and rehabilitate and remediate those damages.
Are you saying Nestle is causing environmental damage?
We believe that there has been environmental damage, yes, right from their current operations.
What's causing the damage?
Excessive water withdrawal.
Okay. Now, what does that do, though, when they pull this much water out of the state, out of the ground?
Well, Michigan has had lots of rain, more than average, so the bottom reaches of the creeks are in pretty good shape, but the upper reaches are not, and that's where the water taking is occurring. And so I guess from our perspective, we believe that it's not going to be very difficult to determine, but it is a matter of fact, and we need to have this documented before the powers that be. And if in fact it is damaged, then
you're saying the damages were running out of water somehow?
I beg your pardon?
Is it that we're running out of water in that area, or what exactly?
We believe that there's two creeks, Twin and Chippewa Creeks, both have received up damage in their upper water areas.
Okay.
And that will be our position, and that's what we'll try to show.
So who's got the power to allow Nestle to pull more water out?
The DEQ.
And where are they on this issue?
They're in a fact-finding position just like everybody, I guess. Mm-hmm. They were going to grant it. Then they got a lot of people who said, you know, let's have a public hearing. And now there's going to be a public hearing, and they've extended the comment period till the 3rd of March. Mm-hmm. And there will be, we believe there needs to be several public hearings, stated earlier.
Is there any talk by lawmakers to at least charge them more for pulling this much water out?
I don't have access to what the lawmakers are talking about.
Do you think is that part of what should happen? Should they pay more for all this water?
Well, I think it needs to be part of a comprehensive. Michigan has had the benefit of a lot more water than probably most every place else in the United States, except for maybe Alaska, and. We don't really have laws that protect our water. We have laws that use our water, but we really don't have protection. If you look at places that have scarcity of water, their laws are very much different than ours.
Mm-hmm. Is Nestle, by the way, is that the only company doing this?
No, there are a number of others. Nestle is by far the biggest. Mm-hmm. But no, there are a number of others that do take water. And I will say that without laws that do more than they're doing now, we could easily become what happened to the Russian second largest lake, the Caspian Sea, I think it was, that got basically turned into a mud pit in a few years just through overuse.
And you're saying the companies, Nestle and others, $200 a year, that's what they pay then for unlimited access to water, or I guess limited to, what, 250 million gallons? Am I right on that?
It's not 250. It's right now they are currently permitted to take 250 gallons a minute.
A minute, okay. That's
24-7, 24-7, around the clock.
And how do they, that sounds like they have some kind of big machinery there just sucking water right out? Or
They have large pumps. Yes, that's true.
That sounds like quite. Have you been there to see the operation?
Oh yeah.
What does it look like?
It doesn't look like much. I mean, it looks like a well house.
And where do they just truck the water right out once they get it?
They truck the water to a holding station on US 10, and water trucks come and take the water to the Stanwood plant on a regular basis around the clock.
And this is Ice Mountain water. Do you drink Ice Mountain yourself?
I personally don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. Jeff Ostachowski, Vice President of the nonprofit Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. Jeff, thank you.
Sure. And if you'd like to find out more, our website is safemiwater.com.
Safemiwater.com. Safemiwater.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Michael.